好，下面是正道的时间，请弟兄姊妹把圣经翻到罗马书，翻到罗马书一章。我们今天要分享的经文是一章八到十五节。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 1. Today's passage will be Romans 1 verses 8 to 15.
我想弟兄念双数节，姊妹念单数节，青少年可以用英文跟着一起念。
Brothers, please read the even verses and sisters, odd verses. We ask that the youth can follow along with you in English.
罗马书一章第八节，弟兄请。第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们做人感谢我的神。因为你们的信德传遍天下，
我在马尔代夫的地上用心灵所侍奉的神，神可以见证，主的侍奉们
在祷告之间常常恳求，或者照神的旨意，都能得平坦的道路往你们那里去。这样我在你们中间因你与我彼此的信心更可以同等安慰。
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我总是定义从你们那里去，要在你们中间和谐果子，如同在极乐的外化人中一样，只是到如今没有阻隔。
无论是犀利的人、好为人、聪明的人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的账。
所以今天借我的力量，向你们也传给你们在罗马的人。
好，我们一起低头做祷告。天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us your precious word.
我们因着有你的话语，我们知道我们在地上该如何行。
Because we have your word, we know how we ought to live here on earth.
应该活出怎样的生活来。
And what way our lives ought to look.
可以荣耀你。
That they might bring glory to you.
赐下话语就是对我们的恩典、恩慈。
And that you have given us your word, and this is a sign of your grace and mercy and love to us.
也求你的灵在我们心中工作，让我们能够明白你的话语，能够在你的话语中被建造。
And may the Holy Spirit work in our hearts that we would understand your word, and that we might then be established by your word.
真正活出你要我们活出的样式。
So we might live out that which you call us to live out.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
阿们。好，我们今天念的这经文，我们看，我分析了这个经文有两部分组成。
So I have analyzed this passage before us, and is composed of two sections.
第一部分是九节到十二节。
The first one is verses 9 to 12.
在这四节经文中，保罗说他希望能够得到平坦的路去到罗马。
And here, in these four verses, Paul says that he hopes that he would be able to go successfully to Rome.
同时，他也告诉了我们，他去罗马的目的是要把一些属灵的恩赐分给在罗马的基督徒。
And he tells us that his purpose is to share some of the spiritual gifts.To those Christians in Rome.
第二部分是十三节到十五节。
The second section is verses 13 to 15.
在这里，保罗说他定义要去罗马。
And here, verses 13 to 15, he once again says that he intends to go to Rome.
但是在这里，罗马，保罗说要去罗马的目的与前面就不同了。
But here, his purpose for going to Rome is a different reason, a different motive.
保罗是要去到罗马，在他们中间结一些果子。
He is going to Rome so that he might receive some fruit.
不过，整段经文都是在说 保罗要去罗马的这件事情。
But this whole passage is speaking of Paul's wish to go to Rome.
因为但是因为保罗要去到罗马的有两个目的，所以我们就要分两部分来分享这一段经文。
So here, Paul's wishing to go to Rome, and he has two reasons. So hence we will split this into two sections.
当然了，我分享的时候没有把第八节包括在里面。
And of course, I did not include verse 8.
第八节其实是一个这一段的引言式的，保罗告诉我们他要去罗马的原因。
And so we see with verse 8, it also serves as an introduction that there is a reason.
就像经文所说的，他听到罗马的基督徒信德传遍天下。
Just as it says, when he heard that their faith is proclaimed throughout all the world.
他非常的高兴，所以他要去到罗马去和那里分享，和那里的基督徒分享一些属灵的恩赐。
Because this instigates the strife because he is joyful that their faith is proclaimed, so he wishes to strengthen them spiritually.
这几乎是每一个传福音人的有同样的感觉，会有同样的感受的。
And certainly every evangelist can relate to Paul.
当你听到有个地方有许多基督徒在那里聚会，你就很想到那里去分享上帝的恩赐，上帝的恩典。
So when you hear of a place that has a great faith, and many who have faith, and you want to go over there to impart some spiritual gift.
这些真正相信耶稣基督的基督徒就成为传道人的一个负担。
And so those who truly believe in the gospel, this becomes a then.They call a burden for the preacher.
他一定会思想到要把一些属灵的恩赐、全备的真理分享给他们。
So he will think of ways in which he can strengthen them with spiritual gifts and equip them with the whole truth of God.
这第八节是这一段经文的引言。
And so verse 8 is kind of serves as the start or what leads to the rest of the passage.
在第十节保罗说他在祷告之间常常恳求或者照神的旨意终能得平坦的道路往你们那里去。我们看到保罗向上帝祷告盼望能够得到平坦的路去到罗马。但是我们在使徒行传二十七章二十八章两章中看到的不是这样。
But we see in the book of Acts that, certainly verses, anyway, in the book of Acts we see that it is not so for Paul.
使徒行传二十七、二十八两章，保罗并没有得到平坦的道路去到罗马。
So we see in chapters 27 and 28 of the book of Acts that Paul's road to Rome was not smooth at all.
我们在那里看到保罗是作为一个囚犯被押往罗马的。
We see that Paul then becomes a prisoner when he goes to Rome.
一路不但有罗马兵的看押，并且他们所乘的船在海上遇到了许多危险。
So we see it is not only being oppressed and led bound by Roman officers, but that also he experienced shipwreck.
因此，在我们人看来。使徒保罗的祷告似乎没有蒙上帝的垂听。
And so, from a worldly perspective, we can say that Paul's prayers perhaps were not answered by God.
因为如果上帝垂听了，保罗应该很顺利的去到了罗马。
Because if God answered Paul's prayers, then certainly Paul would have been able to go. It would have been an easy journey to Rome.
这是我们人通常的看法。
This is how humans usually would view this.
这个看法不但在保罗去罗马这件事上，就是在我们日常生活中遇到事情的时候，我们也会用同样的观点去看自己身上发生的事情。
And this, of course, we view the world this way, not only with respect to Paul's trip to Rome, but we see this in our lives and in things that happen to us.
这是我们的一种习惯，我们很喜欢凭着眼睛所能见的。或者凭着自己感觉好与坏来判断上帝是否听了我的祷告，上帝是否在护理着我们。
This is habitual for us. We we base what we think in our judgment off of what we can see and off of emotions, what feels right or wrong.
所以我经常听到弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，我祷告上帝没听，你看我的病，我的什么什么什么事没成就，经常听到这样的话。
Certainly, I hear from brothers and sisters, I pray and God doesn't listen, I pray for my sickness, and you know, this didn't happen, this was not answered, etc.
我在这里只能说，我们的眼光太短浅了。
Here I can only say that our eyesight is we are too short-sighted.
上帝听了我们的祷告，我们都不知道。
God has heard our prayers, even though we don't, even if we don't know.
那么，上帝听没听了保罗的祷告
？So did God hear Paul's prayers?
其实，上帝确实听了保罗的祷告。
And so God most certainly heard Paul's prayers.
保罗祷告是说，照神的旨意，终能得平坦的道路往你们那里去。
Here in Paul's prayers, he prayed that somehow by God's will he might now at last succeed in coming to.
而我们看到保罗去在去罗马的路上所发生的一切事都是照着上帝的旨意在进行的。
And we can actually see that in all the things that happened along the way of Paul to get to Rome, everything happened in accordance with God's will.
许多时候我们都希望上帝完全依照我的意思行。
So often we wish God to work things out in accordance with our own will.
按照我们所设想好的方法来执行，来做成我们想要做成的事。
And that he might do things in our way, in how we want something to be done, and to be implemented in what it is that we want to be done.
而实际情况是，如果依照我们的意思和方法去做，我们就会受受到很大的亏损。
Where in actuality, if God were to work things out according to our planning, our will, then we would actually suffer much hurt.
唯有依照上帝的意思去做，才是一条蒙福的路。
Only when things are done according to God's will, will this be a path that leads to blessing.
所以我们看保罗，保罗虽然在路上遇到很多难处，有罗马兵在押送他。
Even though when we look at Paul's journey to Rome, how it was very difficult and he was oppressed by Roman officers.
但是我们如果仔细想，这一切都是上帝对他的护理和保护。
But if we are to think about this more deeply, we'll see that this is God's way of protecting Paul.
最后可以使他可以顺利的到达罗马。
So that at the end Paul might arrive safely to Rome.
如果我们看使徒行传，我们看就当时的情形来看，如果没有罗马兵的押送，他去不到罗马。
In fact, we'll see if it weren't for the captivity from the Roman officers, Paul would not have been able to arrive in Rome.
保罗在路上就会被那些犹太人。杀害。
For Paul then would have been murdered on the way to Rome by Jewish assassins.
因为有四十多个犹太人起誓说，若不先杀保罗，就不吃不喝。
Because there were 40 Jews who have vowed not to eat and drink until they had killed Paul.
在四十多人坚决要杀保罗的那样的人存在。他如果没有罗马兵的护送，他是不可能到达罗马的。
So if we had 40 people pledge and vows to have him murdered, then Paul would not have been able to get to Rome apart from the protection and from his guards.
所以借着圣经，保罗的罗马之行告诉我们，我们可以按照自己的意思向上帝祷告。
And so based on from the Bible, we can see here that yes, we can pray for what we want. For our own desires.
然后我们必须照着上帝为我们所安排的去行。
But at the same time, that we must, that things must be implemented in accordance with God's will.
你不要以为你祷告完了，我就给上帝下了一个命令了，上帝必须这么做。
And so we must not think that when we pray that we have issued a command to God. Now, God, we must do it this way.
我们经常是因着景象啊，上帝，你必须这么做，你不这么做就怎么怎么样。
Sometimes we dictate to God, oh God, you have to do it this way. If you don't, then this or that.
如果完全照我们的意思行，其实我们许多事情都会到处碰壁，最后受很大的亏损。
And again, if things were done in accordance with our will and way, then this would lead to great harm.
这是我们作为基督徒都要学习的功课。
This is something that we Christians must continue to work at.
我们来看十二节经文，第十二节经文。
Let's look at verse 12.
保罗在这里说，我切切的想见你们。保罗希望进他们的目的是要把一些属灵的恩赐分给他们。
So we see verse 11 is that Paul wants to see them so that he may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you.
现在我们来思想保罗所说的属灵恩赐是指什么？你第一反应的保罗说的属灵恩赐是什么？
And so let's think here. What exactly is the spiritual gift? The first thing that comes to mind, what is it?
有些人会马上想到，哦，属灵恩赐就是一病赶鬼、说方言。
A few will say, oh, you know, it is to heal sickness, to drive out demons, and to speak in tongues.
当然，也有人会想到，属灵恩赐是保罗讲圣灵启示的真理，基督教的教义，教导他们。
And others will probably say, oh, then you know, the spiritual gift would also be perhaps Paul preaching God's word and teaching them God's truth.
通常我们的第一反应常常是出自我们以往的神学知识。
So often our first reaction would be dictated by our theological background.
我讲神学知识，这个名字太那个了。其实就是说，你以往怎么思考问题的，你第一反应就把你以往所思考问题的方法或者想法出来。
Or perhaps it's too much to say about our theological background. Rather, the way in which we think things usually, what we're used to, that way of thinking will drive our first impression, our first thoughts of what spiritual gift is.
学术点对基督徒来说，这你所想的东西就是一个神学的东西。
So to speak more technically, how we think things, this is our theological approach.
虽然有的弟兄说我没学过神学，我不知道是什么叫神学，我怎么会有神学方法去思想问题？我说你没有神学，你心里还是有神学，只是你的神学不完全、不完备，或者不对，或者有错，或者是正确的而已。
So again, some people might say, well, you know, I don't think about theology. I don't theologize, and there's no way I have a theological background.Well, even those who don't have a theological background, I would say that yes, they actually do have a theological background. Of course, it might be incorrect or incomplete.
上面对属灵恩赐这个恩赐有不同反应，其实是因着不同神学对这个恩赐的解读。
And so when people respond differently to what they think spiritual gifts are, then this is because of the different spiritual backgrounds that they bring to the text.
对圣经的解读我们都会有背景的，这个背景经常说的就是神学背景。
So when we come to the text, we will bring with it our own history, our own baggage and background. So of course, we can say we all bring our own theological presuppositions.
其实不是仅仅我们看圣经的时候会有神学背景，
And also, it is not just when we read the Bible that we will bring our theological presuppositions, our background.
只要我们日常生活中，你遇到一件突然发生的事，马上让你做决定的事，哎，你告诉你一件事，马上你做决定，你一定有你的神学，或者说有你的思想，其实就是神学做出选择的。
And so, actually, we bring our theological background and thinking in everything that we do. When something sudden happens in our lives and we're forced to make a decision, we will make a decision based off our way of thinking. Really, our way of thinking is actually theological.
特别是作为基督徒，你有主的讲道，有主的学，有小组查经等等一些自己。研读圣经，这些都会你在思想上形成一些概念，实现一些观念。你会依着这些做判断啊。日常生活中突然出现事，什么事情你会做一个选择
？And so, as Christians, then when something sudden happens to you, then you know, especially since you are equipped, having listened to sermons and gone to Sunday school and Bible study.These things will inform how you think and then how you would respond to situations and make decisions.
如果你对说牧师我的选择和这些都毫无关系，我就是过去我怎么选择，现在我怎么选择。
You know, my decision has nothing to do with these things. You know, I continue to make decisions like how I've done in the past.
我的选择和我信主没有关系。
And my decision has nothing to do with whether I faith in God or not.
那我就很不客气地在这里说，你还没有信主。
And then if that's the case, then I would say very plainly, very frankly that,
你说
that you have not believed in God.
你说自己是基督徒，不过是个挂号的基督徒。
And so if you call yourself a Christian, then you are but a nominal, a Christian in name.
因为你和神没有任何关系嘛。
Because you have no relationship with God.
所以按常理说，作为基督徒，我们的选择都会从我们在教会里、在团契中、在圣经中所受的、所学习的东西，会在我们的选择中反映出来。
And so, because when we make decisions, it's the things that we've learned and experienced in church, and it's those things that will actually impact us when we make a decision.
如果会反映出来，我在这里就要说了，你所学习的东西是不是正确，就显得很重要。
And so, because this will impact our decision-making process, then what we learn, if it is wrong or incomplete, that will be very important.
就是说，你所建立的神学观念是不是正确，是不是完全按照圣经启示所建立的正确的神学观念。
And so the question will be, is the theology you've been receiving, is this accurate, is this correct? Because this will reveal itself in your decision-making process.
唯有你有正确的观念，你所做出的选择和决定才会合乎上帝的心意，才会坐在上帝的心意当中。
Because it's only when you have an accurate and right theology can you then make right decisions that are in accordance with God's will.
许多时候基督徒都会讨论，我们怎样能明白上帝的旨意呢？
And so often, Christians ask, how can I know God's will?
只有当你有正确的神学观念的时候，当你对上帝有正确的认识，真正的全备的认识的时候，你很容易就知道你所做的决定是不是合乎上帝的旨意。
And so it's only when you have a right and proper and complete understanding of theology that when you make decisions, you can then determine, discern whether or not it is right or wrong.
如果你学的神学是那种啊，这也可以，那也可以，这也对，那也对，没有一个定见的，那么你的确没法做出说我所做的决定是不是合乎上帝心意，因为在你里面没有一个完全正确的神学观念。
So if your theology is one that is wishy-washy, oh, this is okay, this is okay, then you will not be able to determine if what you do is pleasing to God because.You don't have an accurate theological understanding.
不过我还要说回来了，啊，我们读经就不能单单的只凭着自己神学来读圣经。
But of course, let me take a step back. When we read the Bible, we cannot just read this, read on our own with just a kind of theological background.
因为神学是对整本圣经一个整体的描述，是一个大的框架。
Because the theology is actually with reference to the whole book, it is a kind of larger framework.
我们需要在这个框架下解读圣经，但是对每一个具体每一节经文，我们不能够很清楚的用框架把经文的意思完全读出来。
And so, so of course, we need this framework as we read the Bible, but we can't use this framework to get everything you can out of the text.
对每一节具体经文的解读还需要看到经文的上下文，而且也要看到这一段经文在这一卷书中的位置来读研读。
Because when we actually read the Bible, we still need to understand the context. We need to find out the text is its place in the book.
那么这一节经文，这一段经文在整本圣经中的位置呢，是依据我们的神学来限定的。
How this passage fits within the whole Bible, this is determined by our theological understanding.
所以说我们第一反应是是我们的后面的神学思想，但是我们需要从经文的上下文的印证我们的解读是不是正确。
So of course then our first impression of what the spiritual gifts is, this is from our theological understanding. However, we still need to check with the context in the verses before, you know, following the verses around this verse to see if it is indeed an accurate understanding.
有关恩赐这个词在圣经中有许多的教导，主要有两方面的教导。
Concerning spiritual gifts, we see that the Bible has primarily talks of two things about spiritual gifts.
在圣经中讲到恩赐的时候，有指医病赶鬼说方言的。
Certainly, we see the Bible talk about spiritual gifts in terms of the ability to heal disease, to drive out demons.
这方面经文主要是在哥林多前书十二章。
Often speak in tongues, and this is primarily seen in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
所以说哥林多前书十二章，是讲恩赐讲的最多的。总共讲了十二次有关恩赐。
And so in 1 Corinthians 12, we see that they speak of spiritual gifts about 12 times.
就在哥林多前书总共有讲了十二次，其中十二章里面就讲了六次。
The spiritual gifts is mentioned 12 times in the book of Corinthians, and 6 of those times are in chapter 12.
不，十二章讲了六次。多数都是指医病赶鬼和说方言的恩赐说的。
And of course, in chapter 12, most of the mentions of spiritual gifts is in reference to things like speaking in tongues, healing, and driving out demons.
但是我们不能够看到这里就停止了。
But of course, we cannot stop there.
我们要看继续往下看，看到十二章最后一节第三十一节是这么说的：你们要切切的要。你们要切切地求那更大的恩赐，我现在把最妙的道指示你们。
And of course, we must then not forget and go ahead to the last verse, verse 31, where Paul asks that wants them to desire the higher gifts, and then how then Paul will then go and show them that they are more excellent there.
最妙的道就到了哥林多前书十三章。
And so of course, when we get to chapter 13, we will see, that is Paul's speaking of the more excellent way.
弟兄姊妹都很清楚，是哥林多前书十三章是讲爱的诗篇。
And of course, brothers and sisters, we all know that chapter 13 is the famous hymn, if you will, concerning love.
所以最妙的道就是爱。
And so really, the most excellent way is love.
但是圣经到这里并没有结束。
But of course, the Bible doesn't stop here.
当来到哥林多十四章第一节的时候是这样说的，你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。
Here we go, Paul writes in chapter 14 verse 1, pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy.
来到十四章的第十二节更加明确地告诉我们恩赐的作用。
And so here, verse 12 speaks more clearly the use, the reason for spiritual gifts.
你们也是如此，既是切慕属灵的恩赐，就当求多得造就教会的恩赐。
Verse 12, so with yourselves, if you are eager for manifestation of the Spirit, strive to excel in building up the church.
所以根据以上各节经文的分析，我们就知道圣灵为教会而赐下的各样恩赐，就是为了造就教会。
And so here we see then that the reason that the Spirit gives these gifts, these spiritual gifts, the purpose is to build up the church.
造就教会主要的是教会赐下讲道的恩赐。
Very primarily, this is the gift of preaching God's word.
但是并不是。等于说一病赶鬼说方言的恩赐就不能造就教会了。
And now of course we're not saying then that you're healing disease and driving out demons and speaking in tongues that it does not build up the church. We're not saying that.
那些恩赐也是为了造就教会而赐下来的。
And all those gifts, they are also given to the church for the purpose of building up the church.
如果有人得了这样的恩赐只是为了瞻仰自己的属灵，只是为了瞻仰自己而没有造就教会，或许我们就要思想这样的恩赐是不是从圣灵赐下来的。
And so if someone has, has his gifts, but he exercises them for the purpose of building up himself as opposed to building up the church, then we'll have to ask and wonder, did these gifts come from the Holy Spirit?
所有的恩赐都不是问题，问题是我们怎样使用上帝赐给我们的恩赐。
So the issue isn't about the spiritual gift, but rather how we use these spiritual gifts.
如果我们用了不好，好的东西也变成坏的。
So if we misuse this gift, then as we know, even something good can become bad.
所以首先要使我们自己成为对的人。
So first off, we must be the right person.
我有点插出去了，我必须回到今天的经文。
So, let me return back to our passage today.
前面提到不同的神学对十一节所提到的恩赐会有不同的解读。
And so again, as I said, I mentioned earlier, different understandings, initial impressions of the text comes from our own theological understanding.
是一兵赶鬼讲方言的恩赐解读对了，还是说保罗要分享的恩赐是福音的真理，教基督教的教义呢？
So then back to the question is the spirit gifts, are the spiritual gifts here about healing and driving out demons and prophesying and tongues, or is it about Paul offering the gospel, the truth of God?
圣经虽然有这两方面的描述，但就这一节经文谁解读的是正确的，我们还需要看经文的上下文。
And so for us to determine specifically for this verse what is the right interpretation, we'll look at the context.
保罗在说了，把一些属灵的恩赐分给你们以后，紧接着说，使你们可以坚固。
So again, when Paul says that he is to impart some spiritual gifts to them, it is to strengthen them that we may be mutually encouraged to rise.
可以使基督徒信仰得以坚固的是什么？应该是我很清楚，应该是上帝的真理，上帝的道。
And so what is it that will strengthen God's word and encourage them? Well, that would be then God's truth, His word.
是圣经的真理。
With the truth of the Bible.
因此我们说保罗要分给他们的恩赐是福音的真理精髓，是基督教的教义。
And so that we can say here then that the spirit that he wants to impart to them is the truth of the gospel, the truth of the God's word.
在十二节保罗继续说，这样我在你们中间因你与我彼此的信心就可以同得安慰。
So Paul says that is that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine.
彼此的信心是怎样的信心？也就是说彼此信心的对象是相同的，才会可以同得安慰。
So for us to understand that if faith is to be mutually encouraged, right, then the object of faith must be the same.
那么怎么能够使我们彼此信心的对象对上帝的认识是相同的呢？这就是教义的分享，福音真理的分享。
So how can we ensure that the object of faith is the same? Well, that is through the teaching of the gospel, is through the teaching of God's truth.
我曾经说过在非正规正教会的讲台上只能发出一个声音，就是心灵信仰告白，不能违背心灵信仰告白的声音。
So I said this in the past that the pulpit of PDRC there can only be one message, if you will, to come from the pulpit, and that is what is in accordance with the Westminster Confession of Faith. And so from the pulpit there cannot be things preached that contradict or go against the Westminster Confession of Faith.
为什么要强调这一点呢？
So why do I emphasize this point?
因为这样的分享使我们具有同样的信心的对象。
And this is so that, that we would have the same mutual object of faith.
如果你分享出了一个另外一个观念，另外一个和心理信仰总之相违背的，那弟兄姊妹就觉得啊，到底谁对啊？啊，到底我们信的是什么？就说我们不能够有一个同样信心的对象。
Because if we were to have something different that goes against the Westminster Confession of Faith, then brothers and sisters would ask, well, which is correct? You know, what is it that we actually believe?
当然，我不在这里，我也没有强调，唯有西米信仰准则是唯一正确的。
And here, of course, I am not saying that it is only the Westminster Confession of Faith that is true and right.
但是作为一个教会，作为一个群体，必须有这个群体的信仰告白。
But of course, as a church, if you as an organization, then there has to be this unified confession of faith.
当我们都降服在这个信仰告白底下，我们就知道我们所信的是同一位，是一样的，是相同的，我们就可以成为一家人。
And as we submit that to the same confession of faith, then we know that what we believe is the same, we can become one family.
这就是为什么保罗要和他们分享真理，分享教义。
This is why Paul is to go over to them to share the truth with them that they might be mutually encouraged.
如果保罗在他们中间分享了，完全得到他们的认同，保罗就知道他们彼此之间信心的对象是同一位，相信的是同一位。
And so when he's able to mutually encourage them, then this would let Paul know that the object of their faith and their worship is the same.
为了说明这一点，我可能要把事情推上一个两个极端一点的事情。
For me to explain this, let me give an example of where I push things to an extreme, for two extremes.
如果我们相信的是那位将来要来审判全体的耶稣基督
，If we believe that the one to come to judge the living and the dead is Jesus.
而另外一些人，他相信的一位像圣诞老公公那样的耶稣基督。
Another extreme, people believe that Jesus is like a kind of a Santa Claus.
我们相信的就不是同一位上帝了。
The God we understand, these are two different gods.
或许在别的教会里，他们可以相信一位圣诞老公公是耶稣基督。
And of course, perhaps in other churches, they're able to believe in a Jesus that is much more like Santa Claus.
他们也具有相同的信仰。
And they do have a unified faith.
但在非正规的教会，我们要相信的是一位将来要来审判全地的耶稣基督。我们也是具有相同的信仰。
But here at BBRC, we too will have a unified faith, and it is a faith in a Jesus who will come again to judge the whole world.
虽然听起来名字是一样，耶稣基督，但
initially sounds the same, right? This Jesus has the same name, Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣基督这个名字的内涵里面的东西完全不一样。
But then the actual content and meaning of the name Jesus Christ, it is completely different.
所以说他们也相信了耶稣基督，我们也相信耶稣基督，但是我们不会成为一家人。
And so yes, they'll say that they believe in Jesus, we believe in Jesus, but we would not be able to be one family.
唯有具有相同信心对象的，就是圣经所启示的上帝和圣经所启示的耶稣基督。我们才是一家人。
And only when the Bible says about who God is and who Jesus is, it's only when that is a unified understanding of that can we then become a family.
保罗在这里所说的彼此之间可以同等安慰的事情才会发生。
And so it is only when that is the same it can.
如果我们相信的不一样，怎么会同等安慰呢？
If what we believe is not the same, then how can we be mutually encouraged?
我们的安慰是将来上帝必来审判，必定要来审判，我们就要在今生极力的努力做讨上帝喜悦的事。
And so our mutual encouragement is that if we know that Jesus iscoming to judge the world, and so we are to work hard and to make some effort in living holy lives.
还有些人相信的是，上帝现在就要赐福我。
And some people just believe, oh, God is here to bless me right now.
所以说，怎么会同等安慰呢？是不可能的。
So how can such people then be mutually encouraged?
所以，唯有同样相信同一位上帝、同一个耶稣基督的人，才可能彼此交流、彼此分享。也唯有这样，我们可以同时同等安慰彼此的安慰。
But it's only when people believe in the same God, the same Jesus, can there be this unity? Can we be mutually encouraged by one another?
我们在这里看到保罗去到罗马要说的第一件事，就是与罗马的基督徒分享耶稣基督的真理教义。
Here, Paul, when his firstReason to go to Rome is so that he might impart the spiritual gift to teach the truth and to share the truth to the Romans.
我认为保罗认为这是最重要的。
So I believe that the Paul believed this was the most important.
到第十三节说弟兄们我不愿意你们不知道我屡次定义往你们那里去要在你们中间得些果子如同在其余的外邦人中一样只是如今仍没有组合
Verse 13 Paul says I do not want you to be unaware brothers that I have often intended to come to you but thus far I have prevented in order that I may reap some harvest among you as well as among the rest of the Gentiles
保罗以弟兄们开始了他去罗马另外一个目的的讲论。
And so through this, the I do not want to get away from this, he then introduces his second reason for going to Rome.
他去罗马是要得一些果子。
He wants to go to Rome to reap some harvest.
根据上下文，我们可以说保罗这里的果子这个词是指带人归信耶稣基督。
So here, in the course of the context, we can say that this harvest, this would refer to those who submit under Jesus' name.
不，这个字带人信主，这个果子这个字表示带人信主，不是圣经中唯一的一个标准。
But of course, the saying that this kind of harvest. You know, that this is bringing people to Jesus and to become believers. This is not the only way. It's the only way.
圣经中有关果子这个词，更多的时候是指向人内在品格的被塑造。
More often, when the Bible uses fruit, this is referring to one's character being developed. That is within.
加拉太书五章二十二节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
虽然背不出，我相信大家都对这些经文很清楚。
Even though you might not be able to memorize it, I believe that you guys are all familiar with this verse.
以弗所书五章九节也是这么说：光明所结的果子就是良善、公义、诚实。
And Ephesians 5 also speaks of these fruits.
如果我们去查圣经汇编，果子这个词指向人内在品格塑造的经文，远远多于指外在服饰的经文。
So if we're to study the Bible, we'll see that when the Bible mentions fruit, the evidence weighs heavily in favor of speaking of the internal.Kind of character traits that are developed as opposed to external service.
不过虽然内在的品格的塑造更多，当然我不会否认保罗在今天十三节经文中指向的是外在带人信主这件事。
Of course, so even though knowing that the Bible speaks of fruit more often associated with inner working. Of character development, yet I will not deny it. Here, Paul is speaking of bringing people to Christ.
所以保罗在十三经文后面说，如同在其余的外邦人中一样，只是如今仍在说，如同在其余的外邦人中一样，就表明他是要带人信主。他一直是他是外邦人的使徒，他的责任、他的负担就是把福音传给外邦人，就带外邦人信主。
And again, this is more clearly from the phrase among the rest of the Gentiles, because after all, Paul is the apostle to the Gentiles, so this is about evangelism and bringing them to Christ.
第十四节表示这个外邦人是没有任何区别的，所以说无论是希利尼人，有的经文是希腊人，但有的经文是希利尼人，这是同一个字。话外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都清了他们的债。
And so here, Paul speaking that about the Gentiles as everyone without discrimination. So here he says he's under obligation to Greeks and barbarians, wise and foolish. Of course, some translations use Hellenists, and both of these are referring to the same thing.
在这里，希利尼人是指希腊人，这点大家很清楚，因为有的经文就翻译成希腊语的。但是话外人是指什么样的人呢？
And so again, this word referring to the Hellenists is referring to the Greeks, of course, that's clear. But what does Gentile refer to?
我们根据后面保罗所说的聪明人、愚拙人这种对比，我们就知道话外人是和希腊人相对的一个人种人。
And so, so that when we see the use of the, you know, the wise and the foolish, then this should have, Gentiles is similar to that of the Greeks. This is referring to those who are similar to that of the Greeks.
希腊人是什么人？首先要明白。
And so the question is, you know, who are the Greeks?
在当时候的希腊人可以说是最有学问的人。为什么呢？因为当时候的希腊哲学是全世界发展的最前端的。
And here we're talking about when we talk about the Greeks, this is referring to how during that time the Greek culture was among the the wisest philosophers and usually those who are the most cultured.
所以和有学问的人相对的，就是没有学问的人。
And so then, in contrast, would be to those, to the Greeks, would be those who did not have that education, that high culture.
没有学问，没有知识的，有的地方翻译成野蛮人。
And then the contrast would be those who don't have such culture, and some translated as barbarians.
关键的问题不在于这个人，这样的华人是什么样的人。关键的问题是保罗要说的是，不管是有学问的、没学问的、聪明的、愚拙的，都需要福音。我都有向他传福音的负担，他们都需要福音，而且更重要的，这些人都是能够听明白福音的。
And so of course, it's Paul not trying to help make us discern who exactly is talking about. But it's speaking of the Greeks and barbarians, those who are.Learned or unlearned, wise or foolish, everyone needs to hear the gospel. And of course, everyone, these are all those who can listen and hear the gospel.
所以保罗他自己作为一个外邦人的使徒，这些没有听见、没有信福音的人，保罗认为自己都欠了他们福音的债。
And so here Paul is saying that as the apostle of the Gentiles, like all these people, these are people that Paul is indebted to because he has an obligation to bring the gospel to them.
第十五节保罗说，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
And so, Paul writes in 15, so I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome.
保罗要把福音传给罗马人，虽然罗马书开头保罗提到他们的心得传遍天下，但一般人都认为罗马的基督徒并不是有人去到那里传福音给他们的。
And so here, Paul is he did say earlier, verse 8, that, you know, the faith is proclaimed in all the world, but here we see in verse 15, it may very well be that those who have faith in Jesus, and those who are in Rome, no one went and actually preached the gospel to them.
他们是一是五旬节前往耶路撒冷去过节的犹太人，在耶路撒冷的时候，他们听到了福音，而且相信福音的人。
So there were those who, the devout Jews who went on Pentecost to Jerusalem, and there they heard the gospel.
在罗马书十五章二十节，保罗说：“我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音。”
And Paul tells us in chapter 15, verse 20, that he has.Determined not to preach the gospel where Christ has already been made.
所以现在保罗要去罗马传福音，我们可以肯定的，我们可以认定，之前没有人去到罗马传过福音。
With all this, we can see that Paul goes to Rome, that no one actually went to Rome to preach the gospel.
这带出一个另外的问题。
This of course then raises another question.
罗马天主教称彼得曾经去罗马传过福音，并在那里建了教会。他们也认定彼得是第一个教皇。
And so that we talk about the Roman Catholic Church, where they believe that Peter was the first, and that he went to Rome to preach, and that he is the first pope.
他们这样宣传就是为了确保自己教皇的地位是正统的，是继承了由彼得传承下来的。
And so, of course, Roman Catholic Church teaches this to establish their own credentials that their pedigree is good because this is passed on from Peter.
如果根据罗马书，我们判断彼得没有去过罗马，那么天主教所宣传的都是虚妄的事。
And well, actually, we see with if it's the case that we hear that it is Paul that went to Rome and not Peter, then well, then that means that perhaps everything from the Roman Catholic Church is misleading, and that it's built on the house of Christ.
保罗在实战界说，只是到如今没有阻隔。这个阻隔的原因，应该是在中东，在保罗附近那一带地方，保罗仍然有没有传到福音给他们的地方，他仍然在那边要传福音。
So, Paul's talking to Balaam, you know, foundation. So this is, he wants to preach to a place that did not have it.
因为在罗马书十五章二十二节二十三节说，我因多次被拦阻，总不得到你们那里去，但如今在这里再没有可传的地方，而且这好几年我切信想往西班牙去的时候，可以到你们那里去。
So again, Paul has been preaching in the broader kind of Near Eastern setting.And so we see in verses 22 following from chapter 15 that it is because the Apostle no longer has any work left to do in these regions, and he then wishes to go to Rome on his way to this day.
根据罗马书十五章二十二、二十三节，我们就知道保罗所说的阻隔，就是在他中东地区，他还有传福音的工作需要做，这成为他的阻隔，不是说他另外的。我们不要想象保罗的阻隔是什么什么。
So here when Paul's talking about his ambition to preach, again, this is probably referring to his main ministry in the Near Eastern area region.
当这个阻隔取消消除以后，保罗就去到了罗马。
And so his main work, once it has been there's no more need for it, then he wishes to go to Rome.
我们时常说，或者说我们曾经有一个观念，改革中可以从加尔文一直追溯到保罗。
And sometimes we see there's a saying kind of among the reformed that we can trace the line from Calvin, his thoughts all the way back to Paul.
保罗从耶稣基督得到了福音真理的真谛。并且他也有将福音传到地极的心智，他所没有传到的地方都认为是欠了传福音的债。
So we see here that Paul says that he wants to, he has the obligation to preach to all those who do not receive him. So wherever he goes, that those that don't have the gospel, Paul feels indebted to them.
关键的问题我是要对今天说话，今天成为改革中的基督徒却没有像保罗那样有传福音的日程。
And so here I want to bring this to the audience today, and I want to say that those who have claimed the mantle of Reformed faith, they do not have Paul's zeal and ambitions.
改革中的基督徒有个最大的问题就是啊，我现在对真理明白了，我就抱着真理睡觉了。
And so again, there is this there's kind of this caricature, but.Of how the reformed, oh, you know, I understand this, you know, this truth now, so, you know, I'm going to take this with me, and this will be my own thing.
上帝让我们明白福音的真理是为了要我们把这个真理传给那些不明白的人。
So the reason God has us understand his faith is so that we can then pass on this gospel truth to those who don't yet understand it.
虽然罪人要归信纯正的福音，绝不是件容易的事。
And so even though it is no small matter for a sinner to understand the full gospel and understand it correctly,
就是这样，我们也没有丢弃可以丢弃传福音日程的理由。
But even though this is no small matter, it's a big deal. Yet we cannot use this as an excuse to cast off the obligation to preach the gospel and evangelize.
我们同样是欠了福音债的人。
We are also those who are indebted, and we have a gospel debt to others.
这个债不是这个债，因为如果你认为你是改革中的，你是持守了纯正真理的人，这个债就不只是传福音给那些没有相信福音的人。
That if you believe that you are of the Reformed faith and understand the proper truth, then this debt is not only a debt to the unsaved.
更重要的是，我们欠了将纯真福音真理传给那些不明白真理却已经受过洗的人。
Then that means our debt also is to preach this full and complete picture of the gospel truth not only to the unbaptized but also to the baptized.
不要让他们白白的成为基督徒，而且要真正的成为基督徒，成为基督徒。
Don't have that. We don't want to let people who are baptized just to go on simply thinking they're Christians, but we have to help them understand and follow Christ accordingly.
这或许是更为艰难的事情。
And this may even be more difficult.
因为他们都觉得自己已经是基督徒了，已经可以进入天堂了。
Because they think they're already Christians that they can go to heaven.
但这都不应该是我们放弃传讲纯真福音的理由。
But for these cannot be excuses to give up preaching the true gospel.
所以我们需要悔改。
And so we need to repent.
像保罗那样不懈地传讲纯正的福音真理。
So we need to be like Paul, who does not stop at preaching this gospel, the whole truth.
因着我们的传讲，也许能救一两个罪人悔改归信耶稣基督的福音。
Through our mission, through our preaching, we may be able to perhaps save and turn back one or two sinners.
也许能使一两个在那里称为自己是基督徒的，却如同拜偶像的人，能够真正的归为纯正的福音。
And maybe that we might be able to turn away from destruction to sinners who think they're Christians but who are still living idolatrous lives and bowing their idols.
我不知道会有怎样的果效，但这是我们的责任。
So I don't know what kind of effect and what results we'll have, but this is our calling from God.
当我们做了，就能够在见主耶稣面的时候，或许能像保罗一样说，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主到来的那日要赐给我的。
And so that we can be, if we do this, then we can come before Father on Judgment Day, and like Paul, we too say that we will receive the crown of glory.
今天的经文分成两个部分。
So today's passage was split into two.
第一部分，保罗要与罗马基督徒分享福音真理、福音教义。
Paul went to Rome to share the truth of the gospel, the theological truth, the gospel.
那是建造信徒内在生命的部分。
So this is to build up the spiritual lives of believers.
可以使他们在相同的信仰上同得安慰。
And so that in this one and the same faith that they might be mutually encouraged.
第二部分，保罗强调他有传福音的使命，还是说
the second part of Paul is that he has the call, the obligation to preach the gospel to non-believers.
还所欠福音的债，带领人归向耶稣基督。
Where he must then repay the gospel debt by bringing people to Christ.
这是保罗扩展福音事工的负担。
And this is Paul's burden in his cause to expand the gospel.
为什么保罗首先分享的是福音的真理和教义？
Why does Paul first begin by emphasizing the, or by mentioning the importance of proper teaching?
因为福音事工的扩展需要建立在这个基础上。
And this is because the gospel must grow within this foundation on the foundation of full theological truth.
如果这个基础被摇动了，所扩展出去的就不一定与福音有关了。
And so if this foundation is shaken, then what comes out, whatever so-called gospel ministry comes out, it might have nothing to do with the gospel.
可能成为另外一个什么东西，我也说不清的。
And it might become something else, and something that I would be able to tell you.
有关传福音的问题，我在下次讲到会重点和大家分享。
And so, concerning the gospel and and what it is, that will be the emphasis and aim point for the next sermon.
我们需要扩展上帝的国，而前提是要持守上帝国真正的内涵，上帝国里的真理。
So for us to expand God's kingdom, we are we need to understand and stick to the truth of the kingdom, which is.
总结一下今天讲到的内容。总结一下今天讲到的内容。
So to summarize,
恩赐和果树果子这两个词，在不同的经文中会有不同的意思。
Grace and fruit, these terms can be used to mean different things in the Bible.
我们需要用正确的、正统的神学框架来解经，同时我们又必须按照经文的上下文来诠释圣经。
For us to understand these terms correctly, we must understand them in the context of the right theological framework, and also we need to look at the context.
That we see these words to make sure we interpret
correctly. We must understand that the Bible is, has great power.
圣经本身它也是生命的粮。
The Bible is also the bread, the bread of
life. 这是神学所没有的。
And this is what theology does not have.
我们在不丢弃福音真理的前提下，要有传福音的日程。
And for us, not to escape our responsibilities, we must have the urge, the burden to spread the gospel.
将纯正的福音真理赐给上帝所拣选的人。
And we might then impart God's full truth to those who have been elected.
我们低头做个祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Father, we thank you that you have given us your precious word.
让我们在知道该如何行，如何建造自己，也如何传福音。
That we might know how to live, how to equip and build up ourselves, and also how to preach the gospel.
求你将这样的能力赐给我们，让我们能够为你的福音火热发光。
May you give us the strength that as we seek your gospel, we might have a.That our passion might be for.
这样祷告，这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.